I'm reading an article on a man who passed off fake piano recordings as his wife's. It's hard to understand it. The husband of the late British pianist Joyce Hatto, who passed off recordings by other artists as those of his wife, says he would do the same thing again, but would not release the recordings to the public, according to a newspaper interview. William Barrington Coop told the Sunday Times newspaper that he regretted stealing other performers' work, but had done so because his wife found it difficult to play due to pain from the cancer that eventually killed her. I don't understand.
I don't understand either, but that's a really good excuse.
She was dying, and I think he even tricked her. He said, you made this. It's so good. And I think she fell for it. Joyce's life was hell, he was quoted as saying. She was in such pain, and it was so humiliating for her for such a long time. Because it made Joyce so happy. I don't know. Stolen. There's a lot of news stories I don't understand these days. Oh my god. Here comes Mr. Bones. Mr. Bones has some bad news for you and me. Bad news about your flesh. And bad news about a box.
What was in the box?
Your bones. The bones of William Barrington Coop.
I don't think they're real.
Every
some sort of fraudulent copy.
Bones are always real, even if they're fake.
Didn't George Washington say that first?
No.
Oh, it was you just now, right?
Yes. It's often very confusing whether it was him or me. I hate it. George Washington. Poor Joyce Hatto.
I really enjoyed her piano work on Riders on the Storm, though.
Oh, she was great. I listened to a little bit of the Stugart show. I thought, seemed nice.
How'd it sound? Yeah?
Well, it seemed like a morning zoo program with a man and woman, but without the hokum. You know, like a couple of people talking about standing in lines or getting angry at traffic or problems. Well, you know.
Being sent out to buy a steak.
Yeah, troubles. Daily troubles. Day-to-day troubles that we can all relate to.
Sure.
But not like smarmy or over-laughing. But I only listened to a few minutes because I kept getting bored.
Did you call in?
No, I thought about it, though. I wanted to hear someone else call in first.
Now, did they give out their real own phone number, or did they... What goes on there? Like, I saw a phone number somewhere in that listening thread.
I think that's the home phone. But they may have got their dedicated line, because he's very serious.
Very brave.
He's
very brave.
He's brave. Brave man. Don Stugatz.
Brave like George Washington.
Braver than me. He's brave. He's making his moves. He has a lot of support, too. He should have. He's a very friendly fellow. I'm not friendly, and neither is Perry. They're both angry. Keep people at a distance. I'm on the run.
Keep that whole separate thing going, huh?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Not the same. Different people entirely.
Yeah, maybe. I'm on the Ron Fesner site. Seeing how everyone's doing. Duns to Guts. So, have you seen any movies lately?
I saw Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, yeah. That's number the fourth one or the third one?
I think it's the third one. I think they're talking about making a fourth one. And then suddenly, once that talk started up on HBO, they've been playing Die Hards over and over. I've warned you about keeping your pimp hand strong.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, you gotta keep them in line.
Who?
Asking questions and such.
The ones that come along?
Mm-hmm.
I do my best, but mostly it's about an answer so it comes to an end. It's not about, I'm gonna put this person into place. Because they keep coming back anyway. So it's more like, it's over there. But rather than, get away from me, I don't know. I just say, go see it over there somewhere.
I'm not saying to use the cricket bat, just to have it nearby, that's all.
Just to show them.
Mm-hmm.
Look near me, there's a bat.
Yep.
No, I don't want any weapons about. So this one...
I myself am never more than 5 feet from a cricket bat.
I think you've been inspired by one of your heroes. Oh, Sherwin whatever Fleet. He is. I'm no hero, but of course, if you need to have me as one, I can't do anything about it. No, sir.
Oh, you're typing an angry email to somebody. I can hear that.
Dear editor-in-chief of Hero Magazine, I have a young fellow here who's taken me on as a hero. His name is blah, 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 and he lives in Wonkashore, Lunkatonia. Please contact him about my credentials. Perhaps a feature is in order. Thank you. And yours sincerely, etc., etc.
What was the etc., etc.?
That's my sign off. I don't have to finish my letters. I just dictate them to a fellow over there.
Right. When you do you write out the whole etc. word? I find that really is falling out of fashion. Now it's just etc.
I don't. I just say it, and that means, with my kindest regards, yours, Sherwin Sleeves. But I don't want to say that every time, for the fact there's a boy that types my letters.
That's a strange acronym, because I don't think etc. the letters in that map to what you just said.
They don't have to map. I've instructed him that whenever I say etc., that means, with my kindest regards, yours, show sleeves. It's like a button.
So when you sent him out the other night to get stuff in the grocery store, and you said, you know, I need steaks, beets, onions, the juice of a lemon, etc., that etc. there, did that mean your kindest regards as well? Like...
No, because I can't use it in any other way, because no one follows me. There's no... you could give a list of obvious items. Bread, cheese, milk. If you said bread, cheese, etc., you wouldn't get anything else. They'd come home with bread and cheese.
You don't think they'd go for yogurt? Like, if you said the last thing, like bread and milk, etc.,
no.
You'd go for the whole dairy family.
There's neither imagination, nothing. No imagination, and no thought is brought to bear. Explicit. Mm. They request me. They say, "Be explicit," or because we can't read your mind. We don't know what etc. means, except if you're writing a letter.
So you say things like, "Give me the fucking bread."
Oh no! I say, I don't. I get the bread myself because I'm alone. I say, I'm having breakfast, please leave the room. Maybe. Please. But I'll say please, not just get out. I'm having breakfast, I'll do this a little bit later. And it's in a dismissing tone, they may leave. So there's no ordering about those things. I get it myself. Bread. But if they were around, I'd ask for it. Could you please pass the bread? Nothing dramatic. People are so
sensitive. I wish I had said that first, because everybody down at the club is repeating it.
What do they say?
Give me the bread. That is rich. Good stuff.
Give me the bread. It is. Yeah. That's rich at the club.
Sure. It has, you know, multiple meanings.
Well, in a certain context, I'm sure.
Right, in the broadest.
To me, it only has one meaning.
Which is?
It's just about the bread.
Oh, go on.
Yes. No. Well, tell me more about... I saw the Jeremy Irons Die Hard, but I don't remember... where did it take place? It wasn't in a building, was it? Was it this the one he drove around with Sam Jackson?
Yes, they were stealing bicycles and running through subways and landing on faraway planets and speaking with, you know, Jedi Masters, that sort of thing.
What?
I was just telling a little story while you were gone, that's all. Oh, no worries.
Who are you talking to?
No one?
Oh, now I have a story I've told. I have to listen back. See how it is. Let's see. So you don't have anything else about Die Hard? You saw it, it wasn't...
Die Hard. No, the thing that struck me was that the first Die Hard was quite an excellent movie of that kind.
Yippee-ki-yay!
Solid from beginning to end, cheesy, but very enjoyable, well-paced, and all that good stuff. And this one was also, but the villain was particularly bad, I thought.
Jeremy Irons.
And it's Jeremy Irons, who has a reputation as a fine actor, I guess, right?
Mm.
I don't know about such things.
He looks like a human version of the of influenza. If you could, if you could take a sickness and turn it into a human being, he just looks like influenza. He's gray and amoebic and just, he's a bug.
I saw that on Wikipedia. If you go to influenza on Wikipedia, there's Jeremy Irons staring back at you. Only it's the Jeremy Irons from the movie with Klaus von Bülow.
Oh, yes.
It's not the Jeremy Irons, you know, Sonny gets what Sonny wants and all that.
That's right, he was good at that because he's just a bag of sickness. You cut Jeremy Irons open like they did the shark in Jaws. Every disease comes pouring out.
But no license plates.
No, I was thinking of license plates too, but just diseases in the shapes of license plates.
Mm.
You can line them all up in a tray.
You can collect them and trade them with your friends.
Now imagine. Seems like some people must do that. Like biochemists. Yeah, it'll give you a little...
Diphtheria. Sure. Whooping cough?
Some
people
must.
You don't hear about whooping cough so much anymore.
No. I think it changed its name. It's something else.
It's politically correct now or something? It's,
yeah, it's a very upsetting whooping cough. Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, to the whooping cranes. Oh, see, you went Whoopi Goldberg. I went whooping cranes, and I think yours makes a lot more sense.
Well,
it's really, you know, an upset crane. What do you care?
It can't do anything.
You're going
to
eat them.
Yes.
Yeah, you're just going to eat them.
I don't know if anyone eats cranes.
Oh, that's good eating, my friend.
Doesn't seem very good to me.
No, it's good. My uncle had a farm, actually.
Crane farm?
Every summer we would go there, and he had a shiny red Barchetta. No. It was a goose farm, and the whole deal was that you went there, you strangled your own goose, and then you ate it.
Ugh.
It didn't go over very well, but it was fun. I mean, I was 10. You know, what did I know?
No, did you...
They're strong.
The geese are.
And my uncle's, yep.
And was this supposed to be a business venture?
Yeah.
And was it successful?
Not really, no. They were closed down pretty much the first day.
Really?
Yeah. I was there, though. It was good eating. Feathery. A little feathery.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Geese are very big.
Yes.
They're like dogs. Dog ducks. You took a duck and it turned into with the strength of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You think that's why all those Labrador retrievers are so crazy for them?
Maybe. They might think they're just dogs.
I have dogs that are bird dogs. They should be just furious when they see these geese flying overhead, and they never are.
But they like other birds?
Not really. They don't really care so much about the birds. They want to eat all the squirrels, but the birds, you know, don't really care.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You mean that the breed is known as a bird dog, but they don't seem
to...
No. They were trained to be bird dogs.
Yeah, well... But they, you see, you would think that some of that is innate, just wanting to track and catch something that is flying.
Well, have you mobilized them?
The birds?
No, the dogs. That's taking them out. You know what they said in the movie The Queen, when they would take the Charles.
Who played Freddie Mercury?
No, not that. This was the real Queen, Queen Mom.
Oh, I'm talking about the real Queen, Fat Bottom Girls, baby.
They would take the two boys out, and they wouldn't
Rockin'
go hunting.
Go
They'd take them out stalking.
Hmm.
They called it stalking.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good word for hunting.
Instead well, ugly, of, though, now, right?
What?
I don't know. Stalking has certainly gotten a very, very negative connotation in the last, you know, period of time here.
In the right context, I think it works well.
I don't know. You're walking around and saying, I'm an expert stalker. You're going to get locked up.
No, not over there. Over there, they know how to separate the words and the meanings into the proper line.
So then if you were English and you were following a celebrity relentlessly, would you be a hunter?
Hunting, yes.
Ah, interesting.
And then you're allowed to kill them.
So what would be the analog of Stalker Gawker be over there? Would it be...
Hunter Bunter.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, does it? Those crazy Brits.
All
right, so they're stalking the geese. The kids are.
No, they're stalking a deer in the movie.
The geese are?
A 14-pointer. A little Charlie Henry, whatever the boys' names are. The Lady Diana's children, Prince Charles's sons. Henry and William and Charlie, whatever they
are.
William.
Moon Unit and Dweezil, I think.
Oh, but what happened to them anyway? They sort of flew up before us, and then they flew back down.
I think one of them's
down.
In the army now.
Really?
And, the other one just drinks, I think, full-time for the Queen.
Is one really in the army?
One of?
The Zappas.
The Zappas? As far as I know, the Zappas have never been... royalty in England, so I don't really know where that's headed.
I think that I feel a little bit of a missing for the Zappa children. I would like Moon Unit and Dweezil and Zweezwee to come back just to show us what they've done the last few years. A special
Ahmet.
On TV. Ahmet, yes.
That's it. That's the one I was looking for. Ahmet. I don't think Juju is officially a Zappa. I think that is pending.
I couldn't remember Ahmet, so I said ZZ Juju.
Yeah. I think that's pending a trade with the Van Pattens.
Oh, poor Dick Van Patten. Oh.
Poor Dick Pan Van Patten. He's rolling in fat cash from his dog food adventure.
Yeah, but he's depressed. He's depressed.
Because
you can't do such a load of bad work. And at the end of your life, feel too good. You did Ada's Enough and then ended up doing the dog food commercials where you could, the human people can eat the food too.
Right.
That's not proud work.
No.
You don't die a happy man like that.
I usually enjoy disagreeing with you, but I'm on board for that one. He was huge in the 70s, though. You got to figure. He was making the rounds, you know, banging aged starlets from the 70s.
Oh, no, he was always a happily married man. He was a family man, warm and friendly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When Adam Rich had his troubles, guess who he called? Dick Van Patten, his fake father. Adam Rich would get intoxicated and do whatever, drugs, and drive off the road, off a cliff, kill someone. And he bleeding, laying beside his car. Called Dick Van Patten. Could you come help?
Wow.
It's true.
You have a lot of information on 70 stars. I like that. Hey, tell me about Charlotte Ray. What's Charlotte Ray doing?
Charlotte Ray? Who is she?
She was in charge of the girls on...
Oh, yeah.
Facts of Life.
Edna.
Yeah, Dame Edna.
What is she doing? I think she's probably giggling in a nursing home right now. Just giggling. But I don't know for real. She could be
that
dead.
That sounds like a good ending. What's wrong with that, right?
No, that's a good ending.
Yeah, if you're going to go out, you might as well go out giggling.
Charlotte Ray. Let's see. That's not it. I don't think I have the right Charlotte Ray. Is it R-E-Y or R-A-Y?
I think it's just an R-A-E. Now I'm showing I know too much.
I think that your information is embarrassing and mine is something to be proud of. I think
right.
It's good that I know about Adam Rich and Dick Van Patten. It's heartening. But you knowing about Charlotte Ray and it's sort of disgusting. Not sure why, but it's not good knowledge.
I really just brought up that she existed. I don't know that that's a...
No, you had more on her. You had a bit more on her.
Not really.
A bit more, yes. Hey, listen back. No. You'll hear you go off. You do.
I do go on at times. I do go on at times.
About what you know, when you know something, you take it for a run. And it's Charlotte Ray. You have a lot. I did my bit on Adam Rich dying,
sure.
Calling Dick Van Patten, and you went on and Charlotte Ray. I don't know her, of course, because I shouldn't. Because knowing it proves to be disgusting.
Mm.
Revolting information. Like knowing too much about the Nazis or death camps. It's gruesome.
Or serial killers, right?
Yes, someone you go over the house and they don't have coffee table books but a bunch of books on Ted Bundy and the Son of Sam and all, you just have to leave. You look at the knives in the kitchen and you feel awful. What are you going to do to me? Shouldn't be an interest in that. It's not normal.
Right. I've got to make a call and just hang on a sec, all right?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, Bob. The Gacy wing, we're going to call that off. All right, love your pants. Sorry about that.
That's disturbing.
What's that?
What's Gacy wing?
Oh, you heard that. That is an experimental airplane that we were working on. And,
who?
Yeah, it's not gonna work out.
Who are you working on it with? Why is it called Gacy?
After the famous physicist.
What's his first name?
Gorgonzol. He was Swedish. Gorgonzol Gacy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he had groundbreaking work with the aerodynamics of...
Well, now I'm saying you're being preposterous just to get away from the Charlotte Ray dilemma. You thought I'd bring this up. It's a red herring. Throw him off my trail. We won't probe any further on my relationship to the Charlotte Ray business. And, but it
won't. Speaking of red herrings, I just was curious what you thought about the term red herring.
I like it as a term to describe events,
facts
that take place
in
novels.
The extra large clown suits. Go ahead and just send them back. We should be able to get credit for that, right? Okay. And the crawl space?
Now who is it?
We're going to lose our deposit on the crawl space. Oh, all right. Talk to the Barnum folks and see about the clown suits, the crawl space. I think we're just going to take a hit on that. All right.
What sort of business are you in?
Are you done with the red herring talk? Did you get to the bottom of that?
I stopped in the middle.
Oh, okay. Well, keep going. I don't want to stop you.
I've completed my whatever urge I had to answer that.
Okay, in that case, let's take a call.
Take a call from who?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
All right.
Who's calling?
The first one we got. Hold on. All right. We'll just wait.
For what?
Ninth caller gets the Def Leppard tickets. Ninth caller. You know, I'm going to bump that. I'm going to say seventh caller. Get this party started, Def Leppard style.
I don't think anyone's going to call.
Your love, like bad medicine. Third caller. Third caller, Def Leppard tickets. Send me an email. First person to send me an email. Okay, I've got one. Deposed Prince of Nigeria has just won a pair of tickets to the Def Leppard show, August 4th, 1987, Capitol Center. I'm sure he's going to love them. Meanwhile,
Carmelites.
Number 9.
So I'll tell you what we're going to do this evening. We're going to watch a film called The Prestige. It's Christian Bale, Muhammad Ali, Michael Caine, Hugh Jackman, and
I think you have one of those wrong.
Cat Stevens.
I think you have two of those wrong.
No. Well, it's a movie about magic, so somehow...
Well, like the song says, 3 out of 5 ain't bad.
I may have some of them wrong. You can't name a cast of a film you've not seen and be entirely accurate. There's going to be some mistakes. After I see it, I'll be better reporting who was in it. But I'm sure, you know...
That was Yoda-esque, what you just said, and I enjoyed it.
Was it?
It was it.
You mean the way I said it? The language was inverted and Yoda-type inversions?
Say it backwards, you did.
That's what
enjoying
I mean.
Enjoying it, I am.
I didn't mean to. I've done some accidental Yodas before, and I don't like it. I've gone, oh, that's like Yoda. I wish I hadn't said it that way. And then I straightened it out and said normal to try to take the Yoda out of my mind.
It's like taking a shower with your clothes on.
Yeah.
Sure, you're going to get wet, but you're not going to get clean.
Right. It's good that Yoda is Yoda, but whenever you catch yourself being Yoda... It's not very pleasant.
It's not where you want to be. It's like being at a dinner party and like bragging to Oprah that you have a really nice bathtub.
It's a bit like that. Yeah. You end
because
up...
Because you got to figure, she's Oprah. She's got a really nice bathtub. And there you are going on and on. It's about your clawfoot ancient bathtub. You know she's got a great bathtub. What are you talking about, you idiot? Right?
She must have some rotten things, though, just to have some rotten things, like sneakers. Like old sneakers, so she could say, you know what? I don't have a new pair. I haven't gotten a new pair of sneakers in 5 years. We're the same pair.
See, I thought you were going to go for the angle of being able to know the difference. Like, oh, here I am wearing my awful sneakers, and now I'm wearing my solid gold shoes.
Yes. She's a wealthy, 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 wealthy woman. Well, I think it's time... for me to set sail on a ship called the Prestige, starring Michael Caine, Cat Stevens, Yul Brynner,
Dinah Shore has a cameo in that, doesn't she?
It's a bit of a throwback cast, like Love Boat. It's an all-star cast.
I heard actually it's just edited together extra footage from a Love Boat, from Love Boats. The whole run of Love Boat, they took all the extra scenes, stuck them together, and voice dubbed it. So look for that. If you see Gopher running around in shorts in the background, you'll know that that's what happened.
It's a terrific show, The Love Boat. You know, the worst thing about The Love Boat is they shot it very poorly. They did a shoddy job with the with the filming, with the recording.
Well, there's only so much time in the day to chop up lines of cocaine, so you can understand why they took some shortcuts.
Well, they weren't thinking about the future, because that show can't even be syndicated now. It's so ugly. It doesn't look right, you know, but whereas something like Columbo was shot back in the old days, but it looks and sounds fine.
Doc wasn't a handsome man, but there's no reason to be going on and on about how ugly, on and on about how ugly, on and on about how ugly, on and on about how ugly. Cute knees.
Cute knees. Oh, you could always see his legs, his skinny Bernie legs.
Oh, now he's taking down Bernie Capel. You know, Bernie Capel was in charge of Chaos on Get Smart. A lot of people don't know that.
I never really watched that show.
Excellent show.
I missed it. Yeah. I liked it when I could see it, but it was something I don't think I was ever quite able to see outside of the room.
Where the TV was, sure. That makes sense, really.
Yeah.
So if you're saying Get Smart in the in the bathroom on the blank wall there,
that's where I was.
That's gonna be trouble.
Yeah. All right, I'm saying the end. I'm hitting the off button of the recording, and.